Here, have a seat. This is the work I'm gonna show you.
Do you clean up all the time, or where do you do stuff?
Actually, most of my materials is in the other building right now.
You have another building?
Well, the building that...
Oh, you put all your stuff over there?
Yeah, a lot of us did.
This is the piece that I showed for my last crib here.
Is that a videotape of it, or is that the...
This is the actual software.
But it's just generated, it's just, it's, I mean, there's no photographic information.
No.
It's just vector information or whatever.
Just these pixels, these dots.
Is it a single pixel?
Yeah, they're single pixels. That's why they're a little difficult to make out sometimes.
I mean, it's immensely cool. I like the way it looks like the skies have gone crazy, or that there's some like huge incredible dance of, you know, something in the darkness. I mean, it's amazing how much it creates depth. Although the front ones seem like they're on a surface for some reason. But maybe that's what's helping you see the other ones is behind it. It's just, it's surprising to see, because they're all what, only white, or are they colors?
They fade in and out. They're only white, right? But
yeah.
they're different grays as well.
Different what?
Grays. Like they're not just white, they're different, like in between black and white. But sometimes just the fact that they're moving will like make it seem more transparent. Like, so a white one that's still will seem brighter than a white one that's moving fast,
right,
even though it's the same color on the screen.
Right. Hmm.
And they're all drawn.
What do you mean?
Like, each one is drawn, hand-drawn.
Oh, really?
Into the machine. So none of them are generated by an algorithm or anything.
So you just, like, take a pad and go like this?
I use my mouse, or I just use a tablet, yep.
And so you just go like this and that it records it in real time?
Yeah.
How long is the loop?
It's over 2 hours. There's like 50 or 60 compositions that sort of fade in each other.
So how many hours of moving the mouse around is it?
I don't know. It depends, because each mark is kind of its own time.
Mm-hmm.
So some compositions consist of hundreds of marks, and others consist of just one or two that last for a few minutes.
Wow. It's pretty amazing. But how does it become in the world, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the main issues that I have with the work. I mean, because the materiality of the screen is like so important, at least to a piece like this, that it just needs to be on a screen. And I don't know, it's kind of like this intimate thing, like where I displayed it in her critique on like a small monitor, just on the ground. And I like that because like it was the pixels were almost the same size.
Mm-hmm.
And so it like still retained, I do a lot of drawings, so it still retained like the same scale of like a hand, like the same scale that my hand moved.
Wait, because it's about this big, you mean?
Yeah, because the screen was about this big, like it retained the same scale that like the same distance my hand traveled to make the mark. So there's kind of like a purity of the motion, so it seemed like a hand was moving the things, or so it really kind of worked well in that way.
I mean, I just, you know, probably you've heard this all before, but like, what if you were to film that? I mean, what if you were to, I mean, just, what if you were to if you put it on a matte screen, and well, let's just say you took a 16mm camera and filmed that whole thing on a matte screen, and then projected that, or then transferred that back to video.
Yeah, Yeah, I'm thinking about perhaps creating like a black and white film that consists of things like this, but also other forms as well.
I mean, I think it's really simple, and I mean, even just watching it now, how long, you said it's 2 hours?
Yeah, just with the amount of compositions that I have now, it's a little over 2 hours for it to repeat itself.
Like, to me, for instance, that one is very different. Like, it looks so much like a, weirdly, like a video game or something. Like,
yeah, like, that's actually what I'm working on now. My next project is an interactive sort of game-like piece like this.
And you want people to play it on the computer?
Yeah, you'll just be using, like, the arrow keys. I'm not sure, actually, about playing it on the computer or, like, what kind of space they would use it in. But yeah.
I mean, maybe it's very conservative, but I guess that there's two things that, like, many modes of art have to do with the shift of, like, an action. Like, I was just talking about this piece that Bruce Nauman just did, where he sent people some pictures of him doing some simple motions with his hands, and then he did a series of pieces where he asked the people to people who were at that site where he's going to do the show to describe what he was doing. Were then that tape is sent back to him, and then he makes a new performance trying to imitate what they said, and then that piece goes to that place,
yeah,
and is shown in that city based on their, let's say, misunderstanding or interpretation.
At the same time, like, it's culturally specific.
Yeah, I guess that there's a question of, like, shifts in the way that shifts of media, shifts of translation, transposition, you know, like, perhaps what he did is very John Cage-like, but there's something to me Nauman or Cage-like about what you've done already, which is,
yeah,
the idea that the motion of a hand registered
into something else.
Yes, it's being shifted. And then so my suggestion is, like, well, what's the next shift?
Okay.
To complete it?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's very conservative, but I guess that there's something about...
Well, it's, I would say it's maybe less conservative than the state it's at now, which is kind of like a Greenbergian purity, you know, like being specific to what it is. Like, so I mean, I think that shifting idea is actually newer than what this is. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
I guess it's just hard for me to figure out, like, what my desire is for the piece, you know, or for people to view the piece.
Well, I think the one way to think about it, I mean, I don't know how old you are or how you feel about, like, the digital technology or various kinds in the internet, but there is something to be said for the idea that that if you're asking somebody to look at something, right,
mm-hmm,
and you're inflicting us in one way, your view of things, why should I be interested when you are relying so much on so many labor and decisions of others? So, for instance, like,
yeah,
you compare the film technology, like, film technology period, to that, like, basically you, I mean, I don't know if you wrote that in Perl or whatever, I mean, or whether it's what language it's written in, but there's this...
This is a sister piece, too, with its all lines.
There's
what are you talking about?
This feeling of, like, that, all right, you know, this idea that this... In this format, it emphasizes so much the fact that what mediating carriers you're using,
yeah,
like Apple, the operating system, the screen system.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, there's something, like, art is so dumb and so simple in a way. Like, it's based on, it's still, in my opinion, based on these really ancient ideas of, like, and make a mark, right? I mean, and that's something about, like, it's the idea, it's seeing, it's the idea to the body and then to media. And it's like, and basically it's sort of, if you, yeah, I guess like, how do you return, my question to you is how do you, that there's so much that's so basic about what you're doing, like you're making a mark, you're making, and you're overlaying a set of marks, and it's, but then you're utilizing all these givens, these other people's givens.
Yeah.
And there's something different, like, oh, you could say a paper's given or a pencil's given, but
yeah.
Not really. Like, you're basically, when other people look at that, they understand those things. Like,
yeah.
And they understand, like, that truly is universal. Essentially, a piece of paper and a pencil
yeah.
is essentially universal. Whereas this is like this magic, right?
Yeah.
And
well, I mean, I think I'm,
so
at this point, I'm trying to think about the screen maybe as like the, if there would be like a universal thing, it maybe be like the system of the grid or like the screen, you know. But I really don't even really think about that, you know, because everything in the computer is like based on an abstraction. So I try not to actually think about like the hardware or like the system, you know. I mean, in my ideal situation, it's just kind of like existing in some ideal space that, you know, it's like a window, you know, kind of like really old idea of what a painting is. Like it's a pictorial space. You know, you're supposed to like get so into it that you ignore whatever it is that you're using it on.
But okay, so Jeremy Blake, you know his work.
Yeah, I love his work.
So I mean, he's in my project in London right now. I'm like appropriating him, and I didn't really understand his work until I appropriated it, in the sense that I didn't appropriate it, but the person who chose the sequence
yeah.
appropriated it. That it's really about actually taking advantage of the idea that whatever's on the TV is fundamentally boring.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, it's
like,
slow and long.
Yeah, well, it's like, it's stupid. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's something about the television screen itself that, like, induces a kind of coma.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of, it's like this weird glowing convex eye.
Yeah, and it's like, and in a way, like everything on it is kind of equal value.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Nothing is more important than another. So, I guess like what you say, I would argue the idea of it, you can ignore everything around it. It's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and basically, what my project in London, where it's this history of abstraction in film. I mean, this goes there. It's one of the things, like there's a whole thing called the Center for Visual Music, which is a kind of repository of a series of artists who had this idea of these abstract films. And they really, it's projection, but still, it's like this totally hermetic idea, like where you're supposed to ignore everything and just experience this abstraction. And there's this kind of really cloying, or like, it's like icky or sickly sweet sense to it.
I understand the feeling, like when I think, like I just watched some like Stan Brakhage films here
yeah.
not too long ago. They had some of the actual films, and
yeah.
like they're really beautiful, and you can tell that he's like being specific to that media.
Yeah.
And when I was like thinking about this piece, I was thinking like, well, it can't be projected in a wall because then the light is like coming from somewhere else. You know, there's like this thing where like it has to be like emanating from one surface at you.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, it is really specific, and I need to figure out like a specific configuration to show it in. I mean, I was thinking about maybe like building small computers that you just plug it into a TV and then it just runs, almost like a like a little video game console kind of thing, just like a small computer the size of a
That's a good
car,
idea.
You know, and then if there's like a controller, you just plug, it's like its own little video game system, right?
Right.
But then at the same time, it's somehow isolating to the way other people are, you know, putting out work, and like the way that I could just say, like, just download it off my website and run it on your computer or something, you know? But that also like removes some of my creative ability, you know? So I mean, there's these problems I need to
It is a problem, but I mean, it's a problem. All the video has a problem.
Yeah.
Computer-based things have a problem. Their sculpture has a problem.
So the way that I'll show you really quick before I send you, actually we have 5 minutes. before I send you to Deirdre.
What language is it written in?
It's in Java, but it's processing. It's kind of like a simplified syntax over Java. And so how it works is like I'll draw the mark, and it like follows in time, and then I can build these trees. So one mark is influencing the other mark, in a sense. So the positions are being influenced by one another, and that would be like the piece. So I basically built this kind of animation editor, and the next project is going to be essentially, instead of just these dots or just lines moving around, I'm going to replace these dots with like images. And some of the images you'll be able to move yourself, and it'll be interactive, and there'll be like certain kinds of narratives coming in. It'll be kind of more like a non-linear narrative, something like a Robert Wilson, like if you can imagine like a Robert Wilson, like I Sit on the Beach video game. It'll be like a visual space, and maybe like a long kind of time, like it'll be really slow to use it and stuff.
Hmm.
And there'll be sound elements, I think. I'm having difficulty deciding whether I want to incorporate sound, because I think that it like distracts from the looking. But also it's kind of inherent to like the medium of the computer, so. But anyway, so that's basically how the thing functions. You can like move them around. So I've kind of built this like little idiosyncratic editor system.
Do most of what you do is on computer, or you do a lot of
I did a lot of collage, and like most of what I've done is actually traditional drawing, and just now I'm really just diving into the computer. Let's just see if I can show you. This was one of the last collages that I made. It's really large. It's about the size of Frank Stella. It's based on Frank Stella.
It's based on Frank Stella?
Yeah, it's like a Frank Stella Elizabeth Murray hybrid.
Like as a joke, as a critique, or is it?
Well, as like I had this idea for a piece that it's based on a Robert Kelly poem, and the poem's called "I Want to Tell You Why Husbands Stop Loving Wives." That's the first line, and so I have like most of my work's always really colorful, and I wanted to make like this really sad piece. So I was thinking like if I took like Frank Stella's language, which is like sharp and angular, and combined it with Murray's language, then I could like maybe use color in the way that I wanted to, but still create like a sad experience.
Hmm.
And so I was kind of thinking like if maybe the situation was like an elementary school teacher brought all the kids to the Museum of Modern Art and then brought them back and like traced sort of a dopey like Frank Stella shape and had them all colored in, then that would kind of be like my vision for the piece.
That's cool.
And before I was working on this software, I was working on a software just to make images, and then these are some of the images that I make with that software. It's just like a drawing software, and all the images are like non-rectilinear, and it's sort of like this other kind of idiosyncratic way of image making, where like I make these shapes and like choose a ground for them. And they only exist digitally. I've done some things where like I've printed them out. Some are kind of like dumb and stupid. Others are just kind of like very simple.
Mm.
You know, this one's like quite beautiful. Like traditionally beautiful, you know, I would say. This one's kind of dumb. You know. But like I don't really delete anything. I keep everything that I make.
Mm.
And I find it hard to actually make value judgments. And I have a lot of conversations about that, because I don't know if it's like maybe my age or what.
What? How old are you?
I'm 22.
So you mean like you're not old enough to make value judgments?
I don't know. I mean, I just, I'm afraid that, well, a lot of times the things that I think are really stupid, like a couple weeks later, I'll just keep thinking about that, you know, and if I delete something, I'll just like keep thinking about why did I delete that or why did that go away? Like this one, like I can't stand to look at, you know, but I always somehow come to it and I end up having to look at it. And I think that's what makes it valuable for me. And
I just have to say, like, I think that, like, you know, that art, the world of art, I don't mean the art world, but the world of art is, like, incredibly slow in so many ways. Yeah. And like, right, that's, I would say that in terms of the audience, like what it asks the audience to do, that's really good because it's fighting against the speed of culture. Like, I think the speed of culture now, and it's not just because I'm 45, it's inhuman. It's like, it's, there's so many, like, the way, it's too much to ask every single human being on the planet to change careers every 5 years.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. Like, that's, it's inhuman. It's a kind of, but so art fights against that in some level, although, like, we're in the art world, I think we're way behind, in the world of art, we're way behind the culture in terms of, like, race relations, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Incredibly backwards, actually,
mm-hmm.
like, compared to, like, that, like, true multiculturalness, we're not even multiculturalness, just, like, moving towards a more egalitarian structure in terms of, like, race, we're very slow, like,
there,
it's very slow.
Don't you think there's some value to that backwardsness, though? I mean, like, I feel like what I'm doing is, like, I grew up, like, playing all these video games and, like, watching cartoons, and then I kind of discovered art and, like, started drawing all the time.
No, that's what I mean. That's what,
like,
yeah.
I slowed down, right?
No, that's what
and
I mean.
Now
like,
it's like, I'm almost, like, slowly trying to get back to where I was as a kid, like, to, like, those video game moments or, like, those complex visual moments, but it seems like in order to do that, I need to use, like, this older language of, like, Dada, collage, or, like, traditional, you know what I mean? Like, traditional mark making when everything else is kind of, like, computer generated. I'm still trying to, like, retain the hand. But, I mean, yeah, so that's what you mean, I guess.
No, that's exactly what I mean. I mean that, like, that this kind of, its backwardness is its advantage and, or its slowness. But I guess that, like, to my mind, the, you know, there's only one, like, there's almost no artists in the art world who are functioning in a public way who are doing something truly digital. Why is that? And I think that there's, like, there is an inherent conflict, like in the sense of this world, in a weird way, I don't think can ever meet the art world, like, maybe in some future generation, but they're in parallel paths, and so how do we make this shift idea?
Yeah.
So it really makes me wonder, like, how do you, like, could you force yourself to make, to turn all of this stuff into analog things? Like, could you, like, make a practice, a kind of set of procedures of going back and forth?
Yeah.
And, like, what if there was, like you made this really cool procedure here of this program?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's the procedure to turn that analog? And then can you turn that analog back into digital and back and forth? And when would you stop?
Yeah.
So let's say you'd say, like, okay, like, you maybe take, like, what would be a John Cage way of thinking about this? And, like, so, because, like, I think that your program that you made is pretty amazing as a kind of structure, like, and yet, so it's not, like, just any old digital thing. It has a kind of, but how do you, it's very sophisticated and really magic in some ways. But if you, let's say, if it went through 3 or 4 stages back and forth,
yeah.
Like, I just think it might be interesting, like, do you describe yourself that way? You say, I come from, I want the world of childhood, the world of the digital, I find art, I slow down, I find myself making quote-unquote old-fashioned art, and then to go, I go back to the digital to revitalize it. And what if you set up some way, like, we're subconscious, like, how do I do this, like, 5 times each time?
Yeah.
And, like, what results then?
That's a good point.
You know, like, or it's not, like, I guess what I'm not saying is so much a point as much as I mean, like, a, like, just as thought experiment, I'm not saying you should have to do it or anything, but, like, let's say you decided to do that. Do you know what I mean? So, like, okay, like, if you spent the next 3 nights up all night trying to figure out how to take the first thing you showed me and make it analog, right? And then you get whatever you get, I don't know what you get, when it's still, do you know what I mean, for example, or a series of images, and then, or film, or whatever it is, and then you spend 3 nights thinking, like, how do I get that back into the digital realm? And then, like, you force yourself to do it 5 times, and it turns out that actually stage 3 is the artwork. Or, I don't know, like there's this, you're already in this, you're already functioning in the world of procedure. And, you know, whether it's abstraction or semi-abstraction, like collage, procedures are, like, the procedures don't remove subjectivity. Do you know what I mean? Just as like you prove with that program, you prove that procedures can actually preserve subjectivity and nuance and individuality. And so that would be my suggestion. Is like, or just as an idea, just
expand the procedure.
Well, what would be the procedure? Like you say, like okay, you wanted to pretend that it's like this, mm-hmm. but what if you say, well, we can't do that. I need you to take that thing and develop a procedure. So what would that be?
Transforms it. Yeah.
Yeah, like, and literally procedure. Like, it's not like, I'm solving a problem. It's just a procedure of translation. And what would that be? And maybe that means another program.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like a map program. Like a program.
Yeah, exactly.
Physical.
It could be, or it could be another digital program that then generates another images,
mm-hmm.
or generates an image that's sent to another machine.
Yeah.
And then you look at that and. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, just here's an idea. You have a metaprogram.
Mm-hmm.
The screen is blank. The computer here is generating one program. I mean, it's been well thought through, but like, it's generating one program. At a certain moment, there's a chance operation that sends an image to a machine across the room just wirelessly.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it's up for, you know, a second. You know what I mean? And so basically, that's what in part we experience in is
kind
of
like a part of what this is.
Yeah,
like,
for example,
yeah,
I don't know.
That's nice.
You know, so that basically you could even use the.
We should start walking
yeah.
actually over the other. I just